So let's review. The Mishnah continues discussing the Karbanais of Ayoledes. Zok the Mishnah. Hamapeles la'or shmoinim ve'echod. Beis Shammai poitrim in ha'korban, ubeis Hillel mechayvin. If a woman miscarried on the night after her 80th day of Yimei Tahara for the birth of a baby girl, but before she brought her korban on the 81st day, the Beis Shammai holds she's exempt from a second korban, while the Beis Hillel holds she's obligated to bring the second korban. And the Mishnah explains that there's no machlokes regarding hamapeles biyoyim shmoyne ve'echod chayeves. If she miscarried on the 81st day, even before she brought her first korban, all agree that she's obligated in the second korban, because she kain yotza l'shah shehi ru'uya l'havi ba korban. Since the day is eligible for bringing korbanos, there was already a chiv korban for the first leida, and she's therefore obligated in a separate korban for the second leida. And even in a case of hamapeles yoyim shmoinim ve'echad shechol yoyis b'shabes chayeves, if she miscarried on the 81st day that was Shabbos, when an individual cannot bring korbanos, she's obligated in a second korban because roi l'korban tzibur. Since Shabbos is eligible for bringing communal korbanos, there was already a chi of korban on the first leida, therefore she's obligated in a separate korban for the second leida. Machlekes is only in the case of hamapeles la'or shmoinim ve'echod. The Beis Shammai hold peturah min ha'korban because shelo yotza l'shah shehi ru'uya l'havi ba'korban. Since the knight is disqualified for bringing all korbanos, there was no chi of korban yet for the first leida. Therefore, when she brings the korban eventually, it also covers the second leida. And the Beis Hillel hold chayeves ba'korban. And the Gemara offers two approaches in the opinion of Beis Hillel. Either because the pasuk states uvimloisi mei tahara levein oy levas tavi keves, the word levas is superfluous and teaches l'rabois or shmoinim ve'echad that she requires a second korban, or because Beis Hillel hold laila ein mechusar zman, since the second leida happened in the evening of the day that they bring the first korban, there already was a chi of korban for the first leida. Therefore, she's obligated in a separate korban for the second leida. And the distinction between these two approaches lies in the case of Zav Shara Gimel Riyois Beleil Ches. When a man has a Ziva discharge twice, he's Tamei 7 days. And when he then immerses in a mikvah, he's completely Tahar. If he had it 3 times, in addition to the Tefillah, he must also bring a Karban on the 8th day in order to become completely Tahar to eat Kodshim. Now, if a Zav had 3 Riyois and waited 7 days, and then on the night of the 8th day he had another 3 Riyois, does he require a second korban or not? So according to the first approach of Levas, L'Rabbois, or Shmoinim Ve'echad, only a Mapeles, for which there is a Pasuk, requires a second korban. But a Zav, for which there is no Pasuk, does not require a separate korban, because Laila Mechusar Zman. While according to the second approach of Laila Ein Mechusar Zman, even a Zav requires a second korban, because Laila Ein Mechusar Zman. And since there already was a chi of korban for the first ziva, he's obligated in a separate korban for the second ziva. And a lengthy discussion ensues of various scenarios of ziva, and in some cases a second korban is required, and in some cases a second korban is not required. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'isha sheyesh aleha safik hei leidois v'safik hei zivois. Mevia carbon echod vaicheles bezvachim ve'ena shar olea choiva. A woman who had 5 questionable leidois or zivois, she brings only 1 chatos ha'oif to permit eating karbanos, and she's not obligated to bring the other 4 karbanos, because, as Rashi explains, because she atiru lahakriv safik melikos chulin mizbeach. The chachamim permitted a questionable chatos ha'oif only with difficulty, only for such a compelling need such as to become permitted to eat karbanos, since it's possibly chulin. Therefore, she only brings 1 carbon. While hei zivois vadois, vehei leidois vadois, mevia carbon echad, v'oichlim bezvachim, v'hashar olea choiva. If she had 5 definite leidois or zivois, she brings 1 chatos ha'oif immediately to permit eating carbonis, and she's still obligated to bring the other 4 carbonis. The Mishnah relates the following incident. Maisa she'omdu kinin b'yushalayim b'dinar zov. Amar Shimon Gamliel, Hamoin Hazeh Loi Olin Halaila Ad Sheyia Bedinrei Kesef. It was a time in Yerushalayim when the price of birds was greatly inflated due to the demand for karbanos, and the price of a pair of birds was 1 gold dinar. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel swore he will not rest until the price is reduced to a silver dinar. B'saif nichnas lebezdin v'lamad ha'isha sheyesh aleha hei leidois v'adois hei zivois v'adois mevia karbon echad v'aycheles bezvachim v'ein ha'shar aleha choyva. He entered the Bezdin chamber and taught that even a woman who had five definite leidois or zivois brings only one chatos ha'oif, and she has no obligation to bring the other karbonis. As a result, v'amdu kinin b'yoymahu b'rivasayim, the price of birds decreased to 1/4 dinar per pair. The Gemara cites a brisa with machlokes in the following halacha. Hey leidois vadai, hey zivois safik. Oy hey zivois vadai, vehein leidois safik, mevia beis kinin, achas ala vadai, v'achas ala safik. If a woman had five definite leidois and five questionable zivois, or vice versa, she brings two karbanis. One chatos ha'oif for her definite obligation, and one chatos ha'oif for her questionable obligation. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, al vadai toimer alo achroina. She must specify that the chatos vadai is for the last of her five obligations. While Rabbi Kiva says, toimer alachas mehen. The chatos vadai can be for any one of the five obligations. The Gemara initially assumes that the machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri medamil hu lechatos. The chatos ha'oif works like a carbon chatos, and one who has multiple obligations does not achieve kapara until the last of all obligations were satisfied. While Rabbi Kiva medami lohin l'tvilin, the chatos ha'oif works like a mikvah, and one who has multiple tumos achieves tahara even by immersing only once. The Gemara, however, concludes that all agree l'tvilos medami lohin, and u'b'choshishin l'pshiyo kamifli. They disagree whether there is a concern that she will neglect to bring the other four karbanis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says she must specify vadai alo acharoina because chayshina on lepshia, while Rabbi Kiva says she need not specify because loy chayshina on lepshia. Hadron alach shloshim v'sheish. We have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Masechta Krisis, and we will now begin the second parak, Arba Mechusrei Kapara, Be'ezras Hashem. Zokta Mishnah. Arba Mechusrei Kapara. There are four people who require karbanos to become permitted to eat kachim and to enter the Azara. And v'arba mevi'in al-azada in kishaykeg. There are four people who require karbanos for an intentional sin. The Mishnah first discusses ve'elu hein Mechusrei Kapara, hazav, v'hazava, v'hayoledes, v'hametzaira. Ezav, a man who emits ziva, or zava, a woman who emits ziva, or yoledes, a woman who gave birth, or mitzaira, a man or woman that had leprosy. Each require a carbon to become permitted to eat kachim. And the Gemara explains that the Mishnah counts zava zava as two, because ikat tumasan chaluka, the zav loy metame ba'ainis, the zava loy metame ba'riyis ki b'yamim. There is a difference in their actual tuma. A zav does not become tame by an emission due to an external cause, but he does become tame even with three riyos in one day. While a zava does become tame by an emission due to an external cause, but she does not become tame with three riyos in one day. It must be three riyos in 3 days. However, the Mishnah counts mitzaira umitzairas as one, because ein ikar tumasan chaluka, hai v'hai kigrisu. There's no difference in their actual tuma. Each becomes tame by its aras, the size of a gris. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov disagrees and holds that there are two other cases of mechusa kapara. Ger mechusa kapara ad she yizroik olav hadam. A convert requires karbonos to complete his gerus. And nazir liyeinoi v'teglachtoi v'tumasoi. A nazir requires karbonos to become permitted to drink wine, cut his hair, and become tame meis. While the Tanakhama only mentions the four mechusrei kapara that need a heter exclusively to eat kachim, while a ger and nazir need a heter for other matters.